Case number 10656, Cricket Communications, south of Route 26, 50 feet west of Route 17, a special use exception for expansion of existing communication tower and a variance from the maximum allowable height requirement for a tower.
Name and address.
Frank Washhart, 2 Pine Lane, Winona, New Jersey.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. My name is Frank Washhart. I'm here this evening on behalf of Cricket Communications. They are seeking a special use exception for the expansion of an existing communication tower and a height variance for the maximum allowable height required for a tower. The tower is located on Route 26 and is known as the Route 26 Car Wash. It is an existing 150-foot monopole that currently has 5 carriers on it. We are proposing a 10-foot extension, which would bring the tower to 160 feet. As far as the effects on the neighborhood, at this point at 150 feet, the additional 10 feet would have a minimal impact as far as appearance to the tower. I don't know that you would even notice it if you see it every day, and the extra 10 feet that would be added. It is an existing tower. The compound at the bottom of the tower will not be affected as far as its size. It's going to be the same footprint. The additional equipment required for the additional antennas that would be added will fit inside the existing compound. As far as the neighborhood, the tower has been there. It is existing. So the extra 10 feet, we feel, will not make a dramatic change to the tower. And we feel that it does meet the minimum requirements for relief. And I don't know that there's any other questions you have.
Excuse me.
God bless you.
What's the distance of the tower from the property line?
It's approximately 275 feet from the base, close to 300 feet from the base of the tower. The compound itself is exactly 255 feet.
Okay. What's the purpose of the extra 10 feet?
The purpose of the extra 10 feet would be to accommodate Cricket Communications antennas. At this time, there are 5 carriers on that monopole, so the extra 10 feet is required to add the antennas for Cricket Communications.
Certainly better than another tower.
Exactly. Minimal impact.
Will the whole tower have to be replaced, or will you just add?
No, it would be able to just be added to the existing structure.
Cricket Communications, is this for cellular service?
Yes, it's a new carrier to the area. Part of the Philadelphia market has already been completed, and now it's moving southward to this area. This is the only tower that requires modifications at this time. There are other towers that they will be going on that are already suited for the additional antennas.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Yeah.
Mr. Mills?
Can I ask one more thing? Has there been a site plan submitted as part of the application?
Yes, there has.
Okay.
I have no other questions.
Okay. Hearing no other questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing no opposition, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10656. As the tower is already there, and I don't think the additional 10 feet will change or alter the sense of character of the neighborhood. And we have always tried to insist that they make it for providers on the tower.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,656. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Yes, sir.